You're listening to On the Gonian, a news podcast from the Oswegonian. I'm your host, William Rogers. SA President Takina Strachan presented the second part of the State of the Association address at the Soon Association meeting last Tuesday. The address covered issues with the budget and introduced a new club formation process. Instead of approaching the Rules and Judiciary Committee for approval, prospective organizations would go through a standard application process and submit a one-page letter of intent in order to encourage diversity within SA organizations. The address also further discussed the food bill, or pizza bill, as being detrimental to student organizations. With a focus on fiscal responsibility, SA has decided to approve Director of Finance Ryan Green's bill to restrict funding for club sports. The bill will cap club sports budgets at $135,000, effectively cutting 54% of all club sport budgets. Last Thursday, the SUNY Oswego Theater Department presented Kill Shakespeare, the live graphic novel. The play is based on the novel Kill Shakespeare, in which protagonists of Shakespeare's plays are pitted against the antagonists of his plays in a fictional world. The play was directed by Toby Malone, assistant professor of dramaturgy, theater history, and criticism. Projections were done by Professor Patrick Mathis, and live folly sound was led by Professor TJ Bandela. Following the recent firing of Chief Diversity Officer Cephas Archie from the college at Brockport, Chief Diversity Officer and Inclusion Officer Rodman King of Oswego State will be temporarily working part-time at the college at Brockport. Rodman will start his new position in March and will continue to hold his position at Oswego State during the time spent at Brockport. The college at Brockport has not yet disclosed why Archie was fired. With recent problems involving vaping, major concerns over smoking on campus have arisen. Back in 2015, Oswego State joined the list of colleges with tobacco-free policies. However, the lack of state law prohibiting smoking on campus has made it difficult to enforce these policies. Associate Director of Campus Life, Barbara St. Mitchell.
On paper, a student who smokes could face judicial charges for violating the student handbook. In effect, it has been next to impossible to enforce.
Oswego State celebrated Random Acts of Kindness Week. The week-long event was sponsored by the Student Peer Health Educators and Marano Campus Center. The event started last Monday to celebrate National Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Health Promotion Coordinator Shelley Sloan.
Kindness is free. It doesn't cost anything to be kind. So holding a door open for someone, complimenting someone, leaving someone who is or was a positive influence on you a thank you note or a letter, doesn't have to cost anything.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week.